I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Because of the lack of water and resources, one African country is facing a disease outbreak now. As you find out what's going on, we've got some thought-provoking questions for you. And after months of searching, diversity and unity come together in one person. I'll explain that a little bit more in a moment. Our first story comes to us from Kenya, where a lack of grazing land and clean water are widespread issues. Poor water quality has led to an outbreak of cholera, and the tribes are getting violent over land for their cattle. A ministry supported by Christian Aid Mission is asking for prayer because violence and disease are breaking out everywhere, and in the fight to obtain them, it's obvious the country has limited resources. Christian Aid Mission's Amy Cotton.
These tribes are warring with each other, fighting for land, and they're fighting because it's so hot. There's no water, and so they're looking for the water and fighting for areas that have water. And so this brother was asking for prayer for children and families that are suffering from this cholera outbreak, and then also these tribes that are fighting.
Water is basic to life. And in spite of the scarcity, Cotton says the Kenyans are staying strong in their faith, which is what's helping them survive.
God has been faithful to them, and they have such a strong faith. And it is so encouraging and humbling as a believer to see their faith and see how they rely on the Lord day by day for their food, for their livelihood, for their safety.
As we're even talking about this, most of us are completely unfamiliar with the struggles. So what can we do? We can find out what's going on, and we can pray. And when culture becomes our litmus test for good, we can fall into some pretty nasty stuff. Set Free Ministries introduced us to a lady, we're calling her Emily for privacy, whose story begins quite normally. Emily grew up in a Christian home and had a relationship with Jesus early on. But then her world was rocked.
I wanted to go into missions. I was on that process and I served the Lord in East Africa for a few years. But while I was there, I experienced some sexual trauma. And what that did inside of me is it created a separation between me and God because I didn't fully trust Him.
Emily thought maybe she needed Jesus and something else. So she started looking around for comfort.
I thought it was innocent at the beginning. Jesus was still my savior, but, you know, I'm going to do these meditation circles. I started experimenting with a lot of different things that I thought were harmless and that I thought would help me figure out how I could fill this hole that I had.
Emily thought she was doing a good thing by searching for truth and healing within herself, but she was actually being led into something she'd never even heard of before, the occult. Check back in with us tomorrow for part two of Emily's story. And finally, Tom Lynn, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Vice President and Director of Missions, is stepping into a new role starting in August as President of InterVarsity. But with this new role comes a couple of challenges. Lynn says,
the first is campus access challenges. As you may know, in the last several years, we faced some challenges in our work on campus as the university environment becomes less welcoming towards Christian groups, sometimes hostile.
This doesn't mean that challenges are stopping InterVarsity. Quite the opposite.
We do see opportunities and ways to tackle these challenges. I think, one, we want to continue focusing on our core purpose, which is to build witnessing communities of students and faculty on campuses. I think another important part of our mission as InterVarsity is to our engagement with the university. So we want to grow in engaging the university, the whole university, the people, certainly, students and faculty, but also its ideas, systems, and structures.
Pray for InterVarsity as it comes alongside the students, and pray that lives will continue to be transformed through the gospel. To learn more about this story and others from today's broadcast, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Do you want news that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.